Oh, did you drop your candy?
Mm-hmm.
So, what did you think of the Flin Flon show today?
Oh, I liked it.
Are you going to come back to the record collector next time Flin Flon comes to town?
Yep, sure are.
Oh, what's your name, sir?
Kyle Conrad.
And how old are you, sir?
9.
And how old have you been a fan of Flin Flon?
Long time.
How many years have you been following Flin Flon?
Long time.
And what's it been like following them from city to city on their nationwide tour?
Oh, I've been following them on my bike and all that.
Yeah? Do you find it hard to get into the show? Sometimes you don't have enough money?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do in those situations?
I kind of rob people.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds a bit violent, don't you think?
Yeah.
Don't you think there'd be a better way to solve your rock and roll dilemma than robbing people?
Well, then I'll just go back to my Livonia City and ask my friend Justin for a little bit of change and money, and then run back.
So after you get your change and money, you go back and then you hang out with Flin Flon?
Yeah.
How has Flin Flon inspired you to become a rock and roll person yourself?
Oh, lots of times.
Yeah.
Do you know, have they corrupted you at all? Has watching Flin Flon shows too many times caused major problems in your family life?
Uh-uh. My mom likes them too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How long has your mom listening to Flin Flon?
Lots of times.
They've been touring with Flin Flon nationwide.
Wow.
It's a good interview.
We are listening to them right now.
Yeah.
The movie store. Me and Jacob sitting down. Justin standing up.
I've been to one of their concerts.
Which concert were you at, sir?
Beastie Boys, Backstreet, and I can't remember the other name.
So you saw Flin Flon open up for the Beastie Boys and Backstreet?
Mm-hmm.
What was that like? Did you get to go backstage?
My mom did, but I didn't.
Your mom did? What was your mom doing backstage?
Just talking to them.
Really?
Because she used to know one of them.
She knows somebody in Flin Flon?
Uh-uh.
I thought you said Flin Flon.
Oh, yeah. She knows one of them.
Well, which one does she know?
I don't know her name anymore.
Was it a boy or a girl?
Boy.
It was a boy? Could have been Mr. Mark Robinson, you think?
Yeah.
Does that ring a bell?
Yeah.
What, have you ever talked to Mark Robinson? Does he come to your house or anything?
Uh-uh.
No? Does anybody else want...
My mom's friend.
I got another things to say about Flin Flon. I like their music, and I also came here because I heard my mom saying, today they're starting a band, so I just zip over here and, you know, listen to it.
Now, when you go back to school on Monday, or actually Tuesday.
I got the chicken pox.
You got the chicken pox?
Yeah.
You got the chicken pox from Flin Flon?
No, I got them from my brother.
He got them from Flin Flon?
Yeah.
Nope, the Flin Flon didn't have the chicken pox. My brother got them, so I got them.
Does that record stuff?
Yeah.
My.
Go ahead, sir.
Go. You.
I'll do it.
Okay, what's your name, sir?
Jacob.
Jacob, how old are you, sir?
7.
And you've been following Flin...
I'm 8.
You're 8?
Yeah.
8 years old?
Yeah.
And you've been following Flin Flon for the past 10 years, is that correct?
No.
No?
I never heard of them.
Oh, really?
I thought... heard of them.
You heard of them? Where have you heard of Flin Flon before today?
Lots of places, like Michigan, they go in Florida, they go all over the place.
Really?
Yeah, because people like Flin Flon. They travel all over the place.
If you had to say what your favorite thing about Flin Flon is, what would it be?
I don't know. I don't know.
How long have you known Natalie?
I know what.
A lot of times. A long time.
A long time?
Yeah.
I know my favorite.
What's your favorite, sir?
They're singing.
They're singing?
Yeah. Oh, so do I. I like their singing, too.
He's too hyper and reactive.
So, one day, do you hope to grow up to be just like the lead singer of Flin Flon?
I'm going to be one. Definitely.
Yep.
I want to be in the band.
I heard Backstreet Boys.
Backstreet Boys. Didn't they open up for Flin Flon?
Yeah.
No.
Did you see them when the Backstreet Boys opened up for Flin Flon?
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
When I grow up, I'm going to be in the band Kiss.
Okay.
My brother got the band of Kiss dolls.
Do you have the Flin Flon dolls?
No, but I'm going to get them.
You've seen them in the stores, haven't you?
What stores?
All the big major stores.
Oh, yeah.
Like Value Village and Salvation Army.
Are they in Murray's?
In Murray's Auto Store?
Yeah, that one.
No.
Yeah, I think they might be in the air freshener aisle.
Oh, that's very good.
The Flin Flon dolls.
I want the Flin Flon dolls. I want all three of them. Is there three of them or four of them?
Three.
Okay, I'll take all three of them.
Right. When you go back to school, when you're done with your chicken pox, what are you going to tell your classmates about Flin Flon?
Oh, I'm going to tell them lots of stuff that day. I went to the music store and I heard them boom, boom, boom. Nah, 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 doo, doo, doo. All kinds of stuff.
All right, we're going to wrap this up. Is there any last thoughts anyone would like to say about Flin Flon?
Me.
Okay, one at a time.
I have some autographs about them.
Oh, so do I. I just got to pick them out of my pants.
What's, okay, does anybody else want to say
they're cool band. They're the coolest band in the world.
Who is?
Flin Flon.
Say it in one sentence.
Flin Flon is the coolest band in the world.
There you have it, folks, straight from the record collector.
I got autographs from them, so I am cool. I'm going to get some more when the next ones come up.
After you get all their autographs, are you going to sell them on the black market for big profits?
Yeah. I want to copy them from some friends in my class.
You guys can get rich like that.
We can get rich for it. I'm going to get rich.
Yeah. You take that to school and say, you guys want to buy some Flin Flon autographs, and then you'll see the big bucks rolling in.
Me?
Everybody.
Oh, sweet.
The kids in our school just cares about the autographs. They don't care about band.
Yeah, go ahead, sir. What's your name?
My name is Justin.
How's it going?
Good. I haven't heard it.
But now that you've heard it, what do you think?
You heard half of it. You could hear it far from here.
Would you travel all the way to Washington, D.C. to see Flin Flon?
Mm-hmm.
That's very interesting.
So would I. I'd love to travel. I'll go on an airplane.
If you could meet Flin Flon, what would you want to tell them?
Lots of cool stuff.
Go ahead.
I would like to tell them hi.
Hi.
And you're the good single.
Did you buy the single today?
No.
I'm gonna ask my mom for like 14 bucks to get my one.
14 bucks for a single?
Yeah.
You must want the import version.
Yes, I do.
I'm gonna sell these for $1,000.
$1,000 for a Flin Flon autograph?
Yep.
Each?
So that's $3,000.
Yeah.
$3,000.
Yes.
This time I get to ride your bike.
All right, for the millions of people who are gonna hear this, what do you want to say to them about Flin Flon?
They're the best band.
And you, sir?
I like the Flin Flon band, and I like to go to it another day.
Okay. And your final thoughts on Flin Flon, sir?
Yep.
I have another one.
And your final thought?
I wish they come here again and again and again.
Thank you, sir.